a world that can be challenging and at times unpredictable, it's hard to find moments to focus on what you need. Join Stephanie James on The Spark as she guides you to use your inner flame to ignite your best life. As a best-selling author, psychotherapist, transformational life coach, and international show host, Stephanie is dedicated to helping you create a life that takes you, your goals, and your passions to the next level so you can live a life that is fully lit up and fully alive. She believes that your life is meant to be a beautiful expression of the things that light you up. That by living your dreams, you give permission to others to do the same. Are you ready to feel alive and inspired to fuel your dreams and put a fire behind your desires? Let's ignite a spark in one another that will illuminate the world. The Spark, with your host, Stephanie James, starts now.
Welcome to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. It's such a special night. I know so many families all over the country right now are just gathering together, and we're really in this amazing season of Thanksgiving, of gratitude. And so that's what our show is tonight. It's all about the power of gratitude in our lives. And this is a really special show for me because for the first time, I have both of my daughters and my partner here together. So I have my beautiful, wonderful family here, and I'll introduce them briefly. My youngest daughter, Haley Haynes. And there she is. You can say hello.
Hi.
And then Acacia Johansson, my oldest daughter.
Hi.
And my wonderful partner, Morgan Oakes.
Hello, everyone.
So thrilled. These are the people that I would have to say are some of the people I am the most grateful for in my entire life. And I imagine you can think right now about just taking that moment as you breathe into your heart, noticing, wow, what is there? Who are the people I'm surrounding myself with? Who are the people that have been so special in my life? And truly, what am I grateful for right now? And that's what our discussion's going to be about tonight. And first of all, I'm going to have Haley introduce herself a little bit. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about her, and then she'll tell you a little bit more. We're going to start with Haley. And Haley graduated from the University of Wyoming. Is it 2 years ago now, almost?
Yes. 2 years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Haley is one of these people, I have to tell you guys, who even from a little child was always one of these very, I would have to say stubborn, but also amazingly driven kiddos. And first, Haley, I guess before we say much else, what are the things right now that are kind of on your heart that you're feeling thankful for?
I think the biggest thing I'm thankful for is just my support system. You guys and my fiance, Ethan, his family, you know, with all the ups and downs with, you know, just life that can throw at us. I just wouldn't be able to get through it without that support system. So that really, holds a lot in my heart for me.
Ah, yeah. Thank you, Haley. Because I know that, you know, that's true for all of us. And I think you bring up such a good point that we, you know, we have challenges in our life. And I want to talk about that a little bit. But before we do, I want to talk too about one of the wonderful things that you have happening in your life with the job that you have. And wow, how driven you are and how this kind of job came to be. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So, I'm a senior accounting analyst for the state of Wyoming Treasurer's Office. And, I started there probably, it'll be 2 years in June. So I started off, as a senior accounting analyst and then moved to the investment side, probably about a year and 4 months. And so, I am the person that invests all of the state of Wyoming's money. I move that when it's directed to me for our different pools and things like that. And so it's quite a burden, quite a thing that can be very challenging at times, but it's also a very rewarding job.
Yeah. And I think it's so amazing. You know, you talk about like serendipity and like wonderful things that happen. You didn't have to go looking for this job.
No, I worked throughout college and at a bank, at First Interstate Bank as a teller. So I sacrificed, you know, going out all the time and just being able to relax when I got off of class. But my biggest thing is I really didn't want to graduate and have that fear and have that stress and pressure of, okay, I just worked my butt off for 4 years. What am I going to do? How am I going to pay my student loans back? What is it in life that drives me? A career? Did I make the right choice in my degree? So I really just wanted to feel good about that and good about what I'm doing. And so I was just searching and ended up running into my administrator one night, didn't know it at the time. And she had talked to me about my degree and banking and things like that. And we started chatted and she told me that she had the first job that I had there, opening and to check it out. And so, as you know, I did that while being a full-time student for about 5 months. And so that was challenging as well. But yeah, has totally paid off to where I'm at now and to be able to, have been promoted. And to me, I have such a short amount of time, is just absolutely everything I feel like I've worked for to get to this point, to be 24 and to be where I'm at is super, super exciting. I feel very grateful for that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, you and I have talked about this, Haley, that, I mean, you also are a manifester. And yes. So you're one of these people that plans things and you have this vision of what you want. And then that comes through in your life.
Yeah, I think I've always been a planner. And then I think it's funny because I remember growing up, you would always talk to me about manifesting and always to like believe in what I want. And I was so hesitant against it for a while that, you know, that can't happen. That can't happen. And then we watched The Secret together. And even though it is an older, like the edits are a little older, the message was actually very powerful. And Ethan's watched the movie with me. And, you know, it's just the power. I truly believe that manifestation is insane. I would drive by First Interstate Bank in college and say, this is my job. This is my job. I'm going to work here. And the same thing with once I applied for my new job, I just kept saying, like, I kept looking at the job application. I kept envisioning myself sitting at work and how amazing that feeling was. And then the same thing with my promotion, we have like a tree of employees. So I was on one side and then there was a vacant slot in the job I was applying for. And I crossed the vacant name out and wrote my name and I taped it over my laptop and I looked at it every morning and I said, my name is going to be put in there. It's going to be there. And when it happened, I started crying when my boss offered me the job because I just thought it was amazing. It was so crazy for me.
So that law of attraction or that, you know, belief, and you really made it real. I love that you did that you crossed out that name and put your own name in there. And then you just saw it every day and created
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah. And I just, Ethan will make me laugh because I think he sometimes thinks maybe it's obsessive, but I still like to call it manifesting because I'll just think about it all the time and I'll think of ways how I can set myself up right for this opportunity and you know, what I would say when asked certain questions in the interview, and the interview ended up happening sporadically. It was not planned. I was not ready for it. And so I just think things like that, always being mentally prepared for that situation, gave me the edge for when it happened without plan.
Yeah. I mean, just that you'd held that vision. So it's like when it actually materialized, you know, in the physical world, there was a part of you that was already ready for that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do with, you know, the big goals that I have is I do think that there's a way where if you're not envisioning that, you can shut yourself off from allowing that to happen for you and to be able to see the opportunities that are presenting themselves. If you're not allowing that to happen or you're not looking for those moments, those opportunities, because a lot of times they're very quick, they're very small. And so if you're not allowing yourself to like receive those, you're going to miss it. And so that's why I think it's so important. And I really do believe in manifesting a lot.
Well, absolutely. It's definitely happened in your life. And, you know, I wonder too, because you are one of these people that I just know you are someone who lives with a lot of gratitude, you know, and I hear you. Mm-hmm. I know that you say it to me. I get all these lovely texts all the time. And I know you're that way with your friends and with your fiance, Ethan. What would you say that, you know, the power of gratitude, when you're thinking of the power of gratitude, how has that worked in your life? Like, as you focus on the things you're thankful for, what do you notice?
I notice overall, my spirits, my energy, definitely changes. I think it's very easy, especially right now, to just be consumed with negativity and worry and anxiety of things that are going on. I do think to some level, it's a little bit of stress is normal and healthy, but it's super easy to get wrapped up in everything. And I think gratitude for what's happening now and the people around you helps you stay grounded. It helps you realize the good things in your life, so you're not just so focused on, I'm flat tired today, you know, or all these bad things. Because when you keep your mind open, like I've said, you're just missing out on other opportunities. You can switch your mind instantly from having a bad day and thinking, oh, of course, I'm going to have a bad day, X, Y, and Z happen, to, you know what, it's okay. I'm thankful today is another day. I have these wonderful people in my life. I have a job where a lot of people right now have lost their jobs. I have a roof over my head. I have loving people. And it's just, you don't need much more than that in life. And so just being thankful for those things, I mean, it changes everything.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that's definitely been my experience as well. And, you know, I talk about it all the time. You know, it's that principle in physics that what we mm-hmm. focus on expands or gets bigger. So if you're mm-hmm. focused on all the problems in your life, that's what you're going to notice more of. And like you just said, when you focus on, wow, well, maybe this thing went wrong today. And it's not about ignoring the feelings. I always say it's okay to have sad feelings or anxious feelings or fearful feelings, and we don't have to stay in that state.
Yeah.
And so we can take that inventory I'm hearing you say, which is so beautiful, right? And really look at, what am I grateful for? Yes, this is happening, but look at, you know, I have this beautiful job and friends and mm-hmm. supportive family, a roof over my head. And I know for myself too, there's days, I think you and I have talked about this, where I wake up and I am so ecstatic just because I have hot water.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, how amazing. So many people don't have hot water.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy too for me, when I finally really, and it might sound a little silly, but when you learn the ability to control your emotions, because emotions are like an afterthought of what you're thinking. And so if you're thinking all these bad things, you're not going to feel great. You're going to feel negative. But being able to control how you're feeling is, I think, a huge step. And so if you're angry or you're irritated or you're like, this line is taking forever, to just take a second. I actually caught myself doing this the other day, and I'm like, me standing in this line being upset that it's taking longer than I wanted it to is not going to make the line go faster. I'm not going to get out of here. And if I do, it's a minute, 2 minutes. It's not going to change anything I'm doing. And then just being okay with the situation, and that it's not anything personal. The world's not mad at me, so I'm in a long line. Like, it's not about your feelings. It's just, that's how it is. It's okay. The line's a little longer today, and you're getting the things you need. And that's it. It doesn't always have to be this negativity trapped on, I guess, to these situations that are just normal day-to-day things that I don't think we consciously are aware of the negative thoughts that are related to just normal day life.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's like they happen automatically. It's like they happen that quick. And it's great. What a great example. Because when you notice that happening, I think what I heard the shift was for you is when that happened, you were able to go, okay, I'm just going to take a deep breath and surrender to the moment. This is mm-hmm. what's here. This is what is. And instead of resisting, because as you resist, I think that's what causes some of that angst.
Yeah.
You were just like, okay, I'm here, and I can either enjoy this moment and just be like, this is fantastic because I get a little time here. Maybe I get to respond to an email or something like that, and just make the best of it. And you let go and you can really exhale and let go of those negative feelings and shift your state. So, hey, as we are just getting, it's hard to believe we're almost to our first break here. Thoughts that you want to leave the audience with, you know, if you had to share for yourself an essential message, it's like, what would you share about gratitude in your life or anything else that's kind of arising right now that you feel like, wow, this is something I want to share around gratitude. What would that be?
I think the biggest thing, and I'm still learning it as well, is also having gratitude for yourself. Just appreciating the moment you're in and how far you've come in life, whether, you know, it's baby steps, these big leaps and bounds. It's just important to be acknowledging the growth that you have individually as well. And letting that count, letting that sink in and really just being appreciative of, you know, every step you make to be the best version of yourself that you can be. I think that's something a lot of people can just really hold to their hearts and hopefully acknowledge within themselves. And I think that that is a big thing that's really important to me right now that I'm working on.
Yeah, that's so beautiful, Haley. I love to hear that. And I just appreciate you so much sharing that with the audience, because I do think that's so much of where this journey truly begins, is us taking that inventory within ourselves and being grateful that, you know, that we are showing up as these loving hearts and getting in touch with our essence and learning how to befriend and love ourselves. And as we heal that, wow, I mean, then we're really able to help heal the world. So I just want to tell you, I'm so grateful for you, and you are such a light in my life, and I know in so many others' life. So thank you so much, Hay, for being here and joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on here. It's so fun, and I was so surprised when you asked. It's been great. So thank you, Mom. I'm grateful for you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you so much. We will be right back after this message, and I will be with my other daughter, Keisha, and maybe company. We'll see who shows up, and with my beloved Morgan Oaks. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny? So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com. Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, B-L-O-O-M-E.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
Welcome back to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James, and we're here doing a special episode. This has just been so fun. Just got done talking with my daughter, Haley, and my daughter, Acacia Johansson, is here on the show as well. And we've been talking about gratitude and the power of gratitude in our lives. And, you know, I have to say, Acacia, when I found out that I was pregnant with her, it was one of those life-changing moments. And I was so excited. And I just knew that she'd be one of these amazing souls that came into the world. And she absolutely has been. So Acacia, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here. And I just so thankful for you.
Well, thanks for having me on here. I'm thankful for you as well.
Thank you. And Acacia definitely has, two little boys there that I know she's thankful for as well. And they might be popping up in the background at some time.
Yes, I have one that likes to bug me when he knows that it needs to be quiet. So I'm grateful for little noises too.
Yes. So Acacia is right now, Acacia's an incredible artist and she's back at school at CSU working on her art education degree. And, you know, Kaish, you too have been just, you have amazing fortitude and resiliency. And I guess I want to ask you some of the same questions. What pops up first in your heart that you feel like you're really having gratitude for right now?
Sure. You know, well, I am in recovery. I work a 12-step program. I have a sponsor and sponsees. And so always at the top of my list is I'm grateful for my recovery, for my sobriety. Without that, I wouldn't have anything else. So that's always at the top of my list. You know, I'm really grateful to be sober and through that I get to be here. So
I'm so grateful for that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you feel like for you? You know, you've had some life-changing moments. When you think back to some of the things in your life that you feel like were maybe pivotal moments that you are grateful for, what mm-hmm. comes to mind?
You know, the biggest one for me, of course, the birth of my sons was huge in my life. Without them, I don't think I would have had the reasons behind, you know, kind of surrendering to getting help. And so one of the biggest life-changing moments, though, was getting help. And I am so grateful for that moment of surrender that I had. And it's kind of just a huge moment in where I was fighting for quite a long time against, you know, the disease of addiction and alcoholism, and that feeling of surrender, not giving up, but surrendering to the fact that I didn't have to live that way anymore. That was probably one of the biggest life-changing moments, because I had tried before and, you know, it just wasn't the time, I guess. You know, it was quite poignant, that moment of surrender. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. You know, and that's such a beautiful and important point, because I think, you know, sometimes people they're trying to work a program, or they, you know, they go to therapy or they do some things, but they're not at that moment of surrender.
Yeah. It takes a lot to, you know, it's a very humbling feeling. And I think sometimes people get humility mixed up with humiliation, and it's not the same thing. You know, it takes a lot to ask for help. And it's kind of a right sizing to realize that you're not the center of the universe too, you know, and, but you do need help, and you have strength in asking for help.
Well, and that's, you know, and I think you also brought up so beautifully this thing of surrendering, the duality of surrendering, and that it really isn't that you're giving up.
Definitely.
It's more of a letting go.
Yeah. And through working a program, I've learned that surrendering is not just a one and done sort of a thing. It's a constant thing that I have to choose. So every day I have to choose, and it's not constantly about sobriety either. You know, it can be about so many things, because really at the end of the day, I don't have control over much except myself. So there's a lot I have to surrender to.
And wow, wouldn't that serve, you know, all of us if we could have that mentality? Because so often, I think this is something, Acacia, that I find I'm talking to my clients a lot about, is that, you know, this thing of control, or this idea of control, it's really a myth. And you're right, we don't have control over a lot, and we never have. You know, our brain loves predictability, so we like to think that we have control.
Yeah.
And I think that there's something powerful in what you're saying when we realize, wow, we can also let go of worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. And oh my gosh, I need to try to control that, when we don't have control of it anyway. And I'm curious for you how that helps you, because what I'm hearing is like being able to be more in the present moment and be like, okay, part of what I have control over is maybe my attitude or what I choose to focus on.
Sure. Yeah. I wrote something down when Haley was talking, because she was talking about controlling her feelings and emotions. And I think, you know, I'm not very good at controlling my feelings or emotions. Those kind of just happen sometimes. And what I do have control over, and that is part of being in the moment, and I'm not perfect at all at this, but if I feel like my emotions are taking over, I do have the choice of what I do next with them. So I can lash out, but that doesn't feel good, and that doesn't help anything. And so I try to look for the next thing that aligns with the person I want to be. So that's the next step that I try to take. And again, I don't know anyone who does it perfectly, but it's kind of the point, just to do a little better every day.
Well, and that's so great, Acacia. I think, you know, that's really true. You know, there is no one that does it perfectly. And so I think as long as we have breath in our body, we're going to get triggered. We're going to have emotions come up. And the power of what you said is that we can notice what comes up, and it's okay. Like, we might be angry, or we might be really afraid, and it's what we do with it. You know, mm-hmm. It's acknowledging that it's there and then responding instead of reacting.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think, you know, I think there's a lot that comes up during the holidays for a lot of people. And so I think, you know, it's always good around the holidays to gather as much serenity as you can. And it is just a moment by moment thing sometimes. I'm really grateful for our family and that I enjoy being around them. But I know that's not the case for everyone. And so it's that breath that you're talking about is important to come back to, especially when we're around all of our wonderful families during the holidays.
Well, and I think that's a great point because I mean, we are really blessed that we have really, I mean, not just supportive, but a really fun family. You know, we really have fun together. We really enjoy being around each other. And even in that, there are moments where we need to pause and take a breath. Again, it's not like it's perfect. And I think that's such a wonderful thing for people to hear right now, you know, to give themselves permission that sometimes we need to just go in the other room and maybe we need to take, you know, a few deep breaths and get ourselves regrounded and recentered. And then we can choose how we're going to be a little bit more as we come back to the situation a little more resourced.
Yeah. Yeah. I always find too, a good way to, you know, even if you need to get out of a situation is acts of service. I mean, those are the biggest things you can do, just to get out of your own head for a while too. Doing something for somebody else is, it's an act of self-care too, because you're taking care of your mental health by getting out and doing something instead of stewing in your own mind stew.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know, I remember Memes, which is my mom and Acacia's grandmother, you know, she would say to me, if I was bummed out in high school, she'd like, well, go volunteer, go do something, you know? And I remember reading for blind people that were at the Eventide nursing home over on Stewart Street. And I remember that that was such, I mean, I would leave there and feel amazing, you know, as kind of an angsty teenager. Because you're exactly right. I would get out of my own head and then you drop into your heart when you're serving someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a great example of something big to do, but you can also do little things too. And I think that's important to remember it. You know, not all of us can volunteer a whole bunch of time, but even if you just did a random act of kindness, you know, that leaving a nice note for someone, you know, something like that. It's a moment of serenity that you can stockpile up for when you need it.
Yeah, I love that, Acacia. That's so important. I'm so glad you said that, because it doesn't always have to be the big boom booms, right? It can be
those are good too.
But, those are great too. And yeah. How lovely to just be thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in whatever ways we can, and how that shifts someone else's day then. Not only does, you know, it make us feel better because we're not just thinking of ourselves, but how wonderful when it lands so great with someone.
Yeah.
So right now, as you're getting ready, you know, for the holidays, what do you kind of find yourself dreaming about or thinking about that's important to you right now?
Sure. Let me think. You know, I love Thanksgiving, the idea of Thanksgiving as a day of giving thanks. And I heard a great saying about gratitude turns what you have into enough. And I have always loved that, because I think too, around this time of year, there's kind of a pushback of, oh, what do I want? Like, all these things that I want, it's holiday season, there's presents to buy. And this is kind of a little reprieve from that, to be grateful for what you already have, what I already have. And just to realize that, you know, most of what I need, I do already have. And a lot of that is the basic things, you know, my family, my friends, and, you know, food and shelter. And beyond that, I am so blessed. I'm just beyond. So I think it's important for me to remember those, the little building blocks of gratitude that really are the strong foundation for it all.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And you know, it reminds me of one of the traditions that we have in our family is that when it's someone's birthday or when it's, you know, a holiday like that, we're going to do this tomorrow. We all circle up in a big circle and there's going to be 22 of us tomorrow, you know, holding hands in the circle and sharing these things that we're grateful for.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful message, you know, and that, you know, it's those things, it's those small building blocks that we can be so thankful for. And so Keish, as we're getting ready for this segment to move to commercial, I would love you. You've just shared so many beautiful things and you just have so much wisdom. Truly. I'm so, so blessed, to have you and to have Haley as these amazing old soul, beautiful, you know, soul daughters. And what do you feel like is the essential message for you that you want to make sure that you're leaving with the listeners tonight?
Oh, that's a lot. You know, I guess it's not necessarily like an essential pearl of wisdom, but I think it's important to carry on gratitude beyond, you know, beyond Thanksgiving. And, you know, I think gratitude lists are the greatest. And even if you just I always end my day listing off the things that I'm grateful for before I fall asleep, because usually I try to name them all, but I'll fall asleep before I possibly could do that. But I think just being reminded that, you know, the little things are the biggest things when it comes to gratitude. So that's kind of my little pearl, I suppose.
No, but that's great. And how do you notice that affects your life, Acacia?
Well, I think too, during this time of year, it's, you know, it's seasonal affect and just the weight of the world can seem like a lot, but when I focus on those little things, you know, it takes a little bit of that weight off.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much, sweetheart, for being here and sharing all these pearls of wisdom and just sharing your light. You are such a light, Acacia, and I'm deeply, deeply thankful for you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm thankful for you as well. I wouldn't be here without you.
Well, and everyone else, thank you so much for joining us, and come on back. On our last segment, we'll be meeting with my beloved Morgan Oakes and sharing more about gratitude in this really important season.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Are you at a crossroads in the middle of a life change? Tune in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is where she will do her best to guide you to your own divine light within. Rosemary is a life coach and loves helping each of you discover the truth and harness your unique gifts. Visit RosemaryD.com to schedule a personalized one-on-one session or complimentary discovery session. Let's light up the world together.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Stephanie James, and I'm here on this special Thanksgiving Eve and just having this wonderful show on the power of gratitude and getting to have some of the most special people in my life here with me. You know, before I get to my amazing partner, Morgan, I wanted to invite you to just jump on my website, which is www.stephaniejames.world. And there is two things. You can sign up for a 20-minute free exploration call with me, or go on there and you can get Igniting the Sparks Within free visualization. And I would just love to gift you with those things and love to be a part of igniting your life. So, thank you, listeners. Thank you so much. It's one of the things I'm deeply grateful for is this radio show, my amazing producer, Jacob, and just all of you listeners. I'm so thankful for this beautiful Spark community. So I'm going to be talking now to Morgan Oakes, one of the people that I am deeply grateful that entered my life. And Morgan, what is lighting you up tonight as you're thinking about what you're grateful for?
Yeah, it's a really interesting time to think about like how far you and I have come, you know, from me being on this show with you, you know, probably in April of last year, and me moving from Seattle to be here in Fort Collins with you in February, and us really nesting in. And so tomorrow will be the, you know, the first Thanksgiving that I'll be doing with you and your family, where we actually live together. And, you know, and there's just so much to be grateful for. Your two daughters, your beautiful, fun family. You know, I'm really excited to be living closer to my family in Wyoming, and that we'll get to go see them over the weekend. And, you know, life is just so many beautiful things to celebrate right now.
Definitely. Well, you know, I wonder, as you've been listening to the girls, you know, and we're having this conversation about things in life that we've been grateful for, and these wonderful different conversations around manifestation. And then as Acacia shared about surrendering and then really taking inventory of the smaller things to be grateful, what things have landed with you, or what things have reminded you of things that have been those moments in your life?
Well, it's interesting. Like, you have such a beautiful family. I mean, everybody's so kind and friendly and funny. And I love the piece you shared about, like, at birthdays, you know, recently at Acacia's birthday, getting to celebrate and acknowledge her, and just these beautiful traditions that your family has. And I don't get an opportunity to, like, listen to the wisdom of your daughters. You know, so I was just so grateful. Like, yeah, obviously, you know, there's such, you know, little intuitive sparks that have been here in your life and hold so much wisdom. And I really look up to both of them in so many ways. And so to get to hear them share and be like, oh, wow, like I could be sitting at an event they're putting on right now. And part of me, if we weren't on video, I would have been taking notes. I'm trying to, like, be present, make eye contact, and you know. play well with others on the show. But yeah, just great wisdom. I love the manifesting thing about how Haley printed that chart of her business and then cut hers out and put it where she was wanting to be. And I'm like, yeah, there's events I'm wanting to do. There's businesses I wanted to be, you know, speaking for and coaching with, and how can I really implement that as a more physical way to see myself there? You know, and I love that one of my biggest takeaways from you, Stephanie, is the same takeaway that Acacia shared, which was surrender. You know, and I think as a most Americans, right, probably think of surrender as like the white flag that you wave when you just want the war to stop, right? And both of you have such a place of wisdom where you're like, no, surrender is a place where you stop trying to paddle upstream and actually let the current of the universe take you in the direction you're actually intended to go. And so I love that you and Acacia share that change point in life that really defined the beautiful future that both of you have moved into. So
thank you, Morgan. And you know, and I want to say too, my God, you know, I am so deeply grateful for you in my life, and just to be partnered in such an incredible way, to have someone that is so conscious and so intentional and so soulful. You've really changed my life, and I'm deeply grateful for your presence every day.
Yeah, you as well, love. I just tell people, my gosh, I hope I can just keep up with her energy and her joy. You know, you've been the biggest blessing for me, and I love that we can go deep into the esoteric conversations and personal growth, and then it'll drop right into stand-up comedy and quoting goofy lyrics from movies that are 20 or 30 years old. And just you make my life better, and you're making me better, and I'm excited. I know our journey's just begun.
Yeah. So Morgan, talk a little bit. Thank you, love. Thank you. And you know, when you think about your own life and your own gratitude practice, because I know you and I share a gratitude practice and you have some of your own gratitude practices, what, number one, what are they? And then what's been the most significant for you?
You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of times when I describe my practices, it's with the caveat of when I'm at my best. You know, and I'm getting back from this really big spiritual trip where a lot of the takeaways aren't crystal clear, you know, and I'm really starting my financial business life over in this new location. And, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I don't do what I did in the last decade, I'm trying to really be a new iteration of myself, which has been, it's been more taxing on me than I would have realized. And I think the gratitude practice that we have where, you know, before we go to sleep, you know, what are the three things we're grateful for from the day? And you and I always name more than three. I think if we weren't waiting for the other person, we'd probably do it like Acacia and just keep going till we fall asleep. But that gratitude practice, it feels like the gravity that brings us back to the ground. I had this little visual earlier where, you know, if you're so focused on what you don't have, it's almost like you're floating above the ground and you can't move forward. And it's like gratitude, you know, like, you know, almost picture like an animal that can grab the ground with their feet, like a gecko or something. Like the gratitude is what like pulls us back to earth. And like, oh, I'm grateful that my feet work. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for the income I do have, my home, my beautiful, like, just ease and grace relationship that I'm in. And you bring it down to all of that. And then I think that allows for us to have forward momentum. You know, so I know that there's research studies on how it affects happiness, and there's all these other pieces. And I have just that little visual today of like, yeah, it brings me back down to the ground so that I can make forward momentum, you know?
I love that. And you hadn't shared that with me. And I'm just like, I can picture that so perfectly, because there's times where we just feel like we're dealing with all the world and we can feel really pulled out of ourselves. And I think, you know, at this time of the year as well, the holidays, things can feel so chaotic and scattered, and we have to tend to so many things. And so what a beautiful image of it, like, brings us back into ourself and really grounds us right here, so that then we are moving forward in a different way.
Yeah. You know, and Acacia had such a great point. And when she was talking about the idea of service for others, at some of my worst points, like after a breakup or, you know, after the loss of a loved one, or, you know, just when something stressful is happening, if all I have is paperwork to do, it's really easy to wallow in that difficulty. And I'm blessed that my many aspects of my career about service, whether I'm being a chiropractor, a coach, whether I have to speak for an audience. And when I have to do that, I forget about myself for hours on end. And so, you know, that ability to be of service is built into my workday. And what a great reminder from Acacia about, like, I can find something small. Like I could send gratitudes out to the five people that have, you know, made my month the best, or, you know, reach out to somebody from my past that, you know, just means a lot, and just, or somebody that's struggling, you know, hey, I'm here to listen, you know, how can I support you? So I think that piece as kind of that other side of like projecting gratitude outwards, is just so powerful.
Well, and I have to speak to that, because you have blown me away with how good you are at doing that. You know, Morgan is one of these people who literally every day, I feel like you are showing gratitude for people. Even today, I got a note from you of gratitude for a patient that I had referred to as chiropractic business, you know, when he could tell me, you know, when I got home from work, and instead, you know, you're so thoughtful, and it's like those things really matter to you. And what's so amazing is when you put that gratitude out there, how people respond to it, because people feel seen and heard and important. So I'm wondering for you, how does that gratitude play out in your life? What is kind of the ripple effect that you notice from that?
If I were to go to the shadow aspect of what you're describing, it's me wanting to take care of everybody else and not allowing others to take care of me. So that would probably be a past story that I was stuck in. I always had to give more, do more, lift more, work more, right? And now I think it's in a good place where, you know, if I think about somebody throughout the day, I might just send them a message. You know, if somebody does something that improves my life, and for sure you referring a patient, you know, helps my life, and I believe it helps their life as well. You know, if there's times where I'll show up in a situation in a certain way, like Acacia really talked about, emotions keep happening. I think that's true for all of us, and it's what we do with them. You know, we don't splash over on other people. And there's times where something happens in my life and I'm like, wow, I couldn't have shown up in that way if it weren't for my mom or a spiritual teacher or a lesson I learned by watching, you know, my amazing sister, you know, one of the amazing women in my family. And so, you know, there's times when that comes in and I'm like, I just want to put it out there. It feels like it's allowing things to flow through me. You know, and I also know that it lifts other people up. And so I think hopefully I'm trying to be, you know, what I'm hoping to see in the planet, you know, be that change I'm hoping to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what a great role model you are for that. I mean, you've definitely role modeled that and made me more intentional about how I want to do that as well. And I was sharing with you tonight, you know, before we got on the show, I was sharing with you just reaching out to people today. I really had taken some inventory of the people in my life that I was deeply grateful for. And just this beautiful, it became like this beautiful, almost like infinity sign, if you can picture it, like giving that love out and then just getting back so many gifts from people as we were really expressing, you know, the deep gratitude that we have for one another. And so I'm curious for you, What are some of the gifts, or what are some of the, I guess, as I'm looking at the time, all of a sudden now we only have a couple of minutes left. So I'm going to change my question up just a minute, because I definitely want you to be able to share for you, Morgan, what does it feel like the essential message that you want to share tonight with the audience? You know, here we are on the eve of this big Thanksgiving holiday and moving into the big holiday season. What's speaking to you right now that you want to share?
Yeah, there's so many things that I think people think are a way of being, or it's just like an ism, like, oh, Stephanie has gratitude. you know, Acacia is an artist, like that person has clarity. And I think a good reframe for people and a great takeaway is that most people just aren't inherently the things that we see and appreciate about them. Acacia is an artist because, as you see on that wall behind her, she's putting in her 10,000 hours, right? Like, Stephanie, you're vibrant and you have a lot of gratitude because it's a muscle that you flex every day. And for the things that people are wanting, don't expect just to want to be that. Find a small way to start doing that so that it can become a being. And I think those three gratitudes a day, those mirroring things back to people, like whatever it is you're wanting, start finding a small way to incorporate that. And then at some point you'll look back and realize you've become it.
Beautiful. I love that. I love exercising the muscle and building that within us. Morgan, my love, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited about moving into this season with you and just celebrating you, our family, our bigger family. Acacia, I know you're still on the call. Thank you, love, so much for being here. And just so grateful that we get to share this life together. So yeah. Thank you, audience. Big love to everyone, and join us next week on The Spark.
Thanks for tuning in to The Spark with Stephanie James. Remember that you already have what you need to live a life that is fully lit and fully alive. You're already holding the flame. Now it's time to ignite your best life. Learn more at stephaniejames.world. That's stephaniejames.world. And tune in next week at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on transformationtalkradio.com. Shine on!
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.